Today, we'd like to see the title of Love Covers in Proverbs chapter 9, verse 1 to chapter 10, verse 12. To online with people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in chapter 9, verse 1, wisdom has built her house. She has hewn out her seven pillars. What does it mean? Question 2. In chapter 9, verse 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. What does it mean? Last question 3. In chapter 10, verse 12, hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all sins. What does it mean? Solomon instructed with the contrast. Chapter 9 contrasts wisdom, verses 1 to 12, with the foolishness, verses 13 to 18. Each personified with a woman. Verse 1, wisdom has built her house. Here, personified with her. Her house, not its house. She has hewn out her seven pillars. Wisdom has hewn out, cut out tree to build up her seven pillars. Seven is a symbol of a perfect and complete thing, which means wisdom lacks nothing. Wisdom is a complete and perfect virtue. Verse 2. She had slaughtered her meat. She prepared meat with her labor for a feast to invite guests. She had mixed her wine. She made a cocktail for guests with her time, skill, labor, or money. She had also furnished her table, prepared a table for guest invitees. She had sent out her maidens, her employed maidens. She cried out from the highest places of the city. She invited for guests. Whoever is simple, anyone is welcome. Whoever is simple, here simple means foolish, not plain, meaning whoever is foolish, let him turn in here, come in here. As for him who lacks understanding, the foolish man who lacks understanding, she says to him, come, eat of my bread, which she prepared, my bread, and drink of the wine I have mixed. So she mixed, she made a cocktail. So drink and provide her bread and her wine, mixed wine. Then she gave instruction, forsake foolishness, such as sensual, earthly, or devilish thing, far from godly or spiritual things, and live, and go in the way of understanding. So here, she gave instruction the way to understand. Verse 7, he who cracks a scoffer gets shame for himself. Don't crack a scoffer. Scoffer meaning mocker, because he will shame you. Never appreciate it. And he who rebukes a wicked man, don't rebuke a wicked man, only harms himself, because he will harm you. Therefore, verse 8, do not correct a scoffer, lest he hate you. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love you. He will appreciate rebuke her instruction. Verse 9, give instruction to a wise man, and he will be still wiser. By listening to instruction, a wise man would be wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. By listening to teaching, a just or righteous man would increase his learning. Verse 10, question 2, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The holy fear of the Lord, not cowardly fear. By meditating the nature of God, such as omnipotence, omniscience, grace, peace, is the beginning of wisdom. Beginning meaning the starting point of wisdom. Note that the wisdom is coming from God. The knowledge of the Holy One, which is knowing God or to know God, in all of God and daily relationship with God, hearing and obeying and experiencing His word. James said, if you need wisdom, if any of you lacks wisdom, James chapter 1 verse 5, let him ask of God, because wisdom comes from God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2 to 4, explain the knowledge of God, knowing God. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. As His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue, by which He have been given to us, how much exceedingly great and precious promises, promises is the word of God, that through these you may be partakers of a divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Verse 11, for by me meaning Solomon, or Solomon's instruction, your days will be multiplied. If you are wise, your days will be multiplied. You will live longer, not only physical life, but spiritual life as well. And years of life will be added to you. If you are wise, you are wiser for yourself. And if you scoff or mock or ridicule, you will bear it alone. You will suffer alone. Verse 13 to 18 contrast with a foolish woman. Verse 1 to 12, a wise woman, here foolish woman, like a prostitute, explained Solomon. A foolish woman is clamorous or loud, big mouth. She is simple, she is foolish and knows nothing, ignorant. For she sits at the door of her house on a seat by the highest place of the city, invited or tempted to call to those who pass by, passengers who go straight on their ways. It seems she tempted other people. Whoever is simple. Here, verse 4, also wise woman invite whoever is simple, let him turn in here, come here, and as for him who lacks understanding. The simple man who lacks understanding, she says to him. So foolish woman give instruction to him as well. But here, verse 70, totally different. Stolen word is sweet. Not labored by a foolish woman, she stole somebody's word. Word is made by somebody. So verse 5. And bread eaten in secret. Why? Maybe sin nature. So eaten bread in secret, it might be stolen, but it is pleasant. Stolen water, but it is sweet. Secret eaten bread, but it is pleasant. But he doesn't know that the dead are there. So he is dead, worse, not wiser, that her guests are in the depths of hell. So other guests also are dead. Luke chapter 6, verse 39, a foolish woman invites other simple foolish man or a foolish plural man, many people too. Luke chapter 6, verse 39, Jesus said, he spoke a parable to them. Can the blind lead the blind? Will they not both fall into the ditch? So chapter 10, the Proverbs of Solomon. A wise son makes a glad father. A father is glad for a son who displays wisdom. How true that is. But a foolish son is the grief of his mother. His mother has grief when he displays foolishness. How true that is. Verse 2, treasures of wickedness profit nothing. Here contrast, wickedness, righteousness. But righteousness delivers from the death. Solomon instructs righteousness related to life, extending an eternal life and a spiritual life. So delivers from death, meaning delivers from death to life. Verse 3, the Lord will not allow the righteous soul to famish. Here, soul, not in a physical body, the righteous soul to famish. Simply means the Lord takes care of the righteous soul. Luke chapter 12, verse 27, 28. Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet, I say to you, even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Solomon's glory limited to his physical life. But lily, so every day, certain season, if then God so clothes the grass, which today is in the field, and tomorrow is thrown into oven, how much more will he clothe you, or you of little faith? So God takes care of the righteous soul. So, or in the New Testament sense, the believer, Christians. But he, God, cast away the desire of the wicked. So ultimately, the desire of the wicked followed by death, sins, consequences, death. He who has a slack hand becomes poor. Slack meaning laziness, become poor. Contrast between slack and diligence. But the hand of the diligent makes rich. He who gathers in summer is a wise son. So diligent man gathers harvest in summer. He who sleeps in harvest is a son who causes the same. So sleeps in harvest, he doesn't gather in harvest season. So that causes shame upon him. Blessings are on the head of the righteousness, on the soul of the righteousness. So righteousness is a thinking soul is blessed. Violence covers the mouth of the wicked. The words of the wicked are violent or filth. Dirty word, violent word. The memory of the righteous is blessed. It's good, it's glad. So sometimes we remember the righteous man who moved into heaven is so glad, so blessed. But the name of the wicked will not. So nobody doesn't want to remember the name of the wicked. Verse 8, the wise in heart will receive commands, hear and obey and experience commands, but a prating fool will fall. Prating meaning prattling or chattering fool will fall. He who works with integrity walks securely. Who works with uprightness or honesty works secure. So his life will be secured. But he who perverts his way will become known. Perverts will be discovered. He who winks with the eye, which means winks at sin, causes trouble. But a prating fool or prattling fool will fall. Empty word fool will fall. The mouth of the righteous is well of life. So the words of the righteous people is resources of life. Violence covers the mouth of the wicked. The wicked is full of violence in her mouth. Hatred stirs up strife. Hatred causes strife. Love covers all sin. Love covers all wrongs. Love forgives all sins. Peter cited this verse, the First Peter chapter 4, verses 7 to 11. But the end of all things is at hand. Now as we are in the last day, therefore be serious and watchful in your prayers. And above all things, have fervent love for one another. For love will cover a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling, without complaining, as each one has received a gift coming from the Lord, minister it to one another as good stewards or good managers of the manifold grace of God. Many grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. Oracle is the most holy place, which meaning in the presence of God. So whenever you speak in the presence of God, before God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies. Ability also, God given, God provision. That in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. So through that, God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion or the power forever and ever. Amen. Let's see each question. Chapter 9, verse 1, wisdom has built her house. She has hewn out her seven pillars. Her seven pillars are not particular number seven. Seven is perfect and complete, which meaning wisdom lack nothing. Wisdom is a complete and perfect virtue. Question 2, in chapter 9, verse 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. What does it mean? The fear here, the holy fear of the Lord, is the starting point to wisdom. So the wisdom coming from God. The knowledge of the Holy One, knowing God. Knowing God means in all of God and daily relationship with the Lord, and listen and obey and experience His words. That's understanding. The last question, chapter 10, verse 12, hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all sins. What does it mean? Hatred causes strife. Love covers all sin. Love forgives all sins, all wrongs. Let's just sing song, the last song on bulletin. Page 2, number 3.